thanks for coming back. That's right. It's time for Wireless Wednesday. The Jeff Experience with the Hero Sports Radio 99 Game Time for Rick Limford, our Atlanta-based Yahoo News and Sports contributor, to join us. Of course, Rick covers sports technology on a national level, writes a daily tech column. Always, you can find him on Examiner.com, also featured weekly on CBS Atlanta, as well as being a featured writer for Everything Georgia. And check out Rick on Twitter, at Rick Roswell. Also, his website with links to everything we talk about here in this segment of Wireless Wednesday you can find on Rick's website, which is ricklimpert.info. Rick, what's going on? We got a very special edition of Wireless Wednesday for everybody, don't we?
Yeah, I'm counting down the hours, Mitch, until the new Star Wars The Force Awakens movie opens at theaters, because the build-up has been tremendous for it.
Now, were you a big Star Wars guy when, you know, back in the late 70s and into the 80s?
Absolutely. I fit perfectly with that demographic that was just transfixed and mesmerized by the movies. And it was, you know, I saw the original Star Wars on its first run at our theaters in 1977. So I'm sure you probably did too. So we have, you know, this is a big part of, you know, our upbringing and, you know, and our life. It's a big milestone for a lot of people.
R2-D2 or C-3PO?
So C-3PO is hysterical.
All right, I'm with you on that. R2-D2 always kind of bothered me a little bit. And you got a favorite Star Wars scene? Because mine's the famous barroom scene where you got all those unbelievable characters.
That's mine too, the cantina scene where you had to decide whether, you know, Han shot first or Greedo had shot first. But, you know, the story continued because Han got out of that, and the story took off after that.
Well, the movie theaters are all sold out in anticipation for, as you said, Star Wars The Force Awakens. And we're going to talk about that, but from the context of obviously selling product around the movie is what, in many ways, it's all about. Unfortunately, it's not just about the movie. So Star Wars fans get the chance to, yeah, support the film, but also be able to take maybe a piece of the movie home with them in all kinds of different ways and manners and shapes and forms and certainly gadgets. Let's start with something that you've got, Rick, and it's the Sphero BB-8, which is an app-enabled droid. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is the hottest Star Wars product out there, Mitch. I just got one last week. I can't put it down. I had it on TV this weekend, and, you know, from Sphero, this is available in Sprint stores. They're one of the few stores that still has it left. So a droid, a little droid you control with an app on your smartphone. And, you know, it can, it's more than just a remote control little product. It's got memory to it. It's got a personality. It remembers where it's been. It makes noises. It has a hologram feature to it. I mean, this BB-8 is going to be the kind of the cute little character from the new movie. Mm-hmm. And now you can have your own little droid. This is when people say it's endless hours of fun, it's really the case with this thing. It's fantastic.
And obviously, as great as it sounds, it is a little bit pricey.
Yeah, you're over $100, about $149 for it. So this is a major gift, not an impulse buy. But, you know, watch the adults. If they give this to a kid, the adults will want just as much FaceTime with it as a kid.
Wireless Wednesday here on The Experience and Sports Radio 99 The Game. Rick Limpert with us on the WaitFor.com hotline. We're talking about all the products that are out there, technologically advanced products, around the new Star Wars The Force Awakens movie, and we're doing it, of course, with Rick Limpert. And, Rick, let's talk about the next thing, which is pretty simplified, but it's Star Wars headphones.
Yeah, well, these aren't all the products that are coming. There's thousands of products,
sure,
Star Wars related.
The top five that you got.
Yeah, absolutely. The wired headphones from SMS Audio, these are the Street 550 headphones that we're all familiar with, but they have a Star Wars character on them, or Star Wars coloring, or a theme to them. So there's a Stormtrooper, there's Boba Fett, and there's a new series that has Chewbacca, R2-D2, and Darth Vader. So pick your favorite character, and now you can get some cool studio-quality headphones that will match your and show your Star Wars fandom.
Yeah, and again, these are good headphones. Despite the fact that they've got Star Wars all over them, they're good phones.
Yeah, and the price ranges on these, I've noticed, on Amazon, depending on what character you want. So I see them for as low as $90. Or as much as $160. So some characters must be more popular than others.
Yeah, I would imagine. So let's move on to the Millennium Falcon drone. Boy, the Falcons could use a Millennium Falcon drone the way they're playing right now. Tell us about it.
Yeah, if it's not a drone, maybe you need to hit the Falcons. But, this is a $200 drone, and it's like the Millennium Falcon. And it steers and operates like a regular drone. It will go as high as 250 feet, so this isn't messing around. Charge will go about 10 minutes. It takes 45 minutes to charge. And it has a little hyperdrive on it, so I don't think it kicks into another gear. But it looks like a little miniature Millennium Falcon that you control and can run out in your backyard and hopefully not hit your neighbor yet.
That was great. I hope Arthur Blank's not listening right now. Maybe the Falcon drone could hit the Falcons. Wow.
It's the truth.
Hey, look, I can't argue when you happen to be right, and you happen to be right about this right now, the way the Falcons are going. So, all right, that's a pretty cool deal, and it's also pricey. We're talking about in the $200 range, right?
Yeah, it's $200, but, drones are more than usually $100, but this with the Millennium Falcon encasing on it and the features on it, I think that price is about right.
All right, it flies 250 feet. You fly for about 10 minutes on a 45-minute charge, so that sounds pretty cool. Maybe one of these days, maybe. You have samples of these, Rich? Maybe we could try one of these things out?
I'm trying to get one of the drones. I have a friend that had a sample of it, and he tried it. But, I have some of these other ones, so I can come over and we can go out in the backyard and play, Mitch.
All right, well, if we're going to play, we're going to play dirty. We're going to go to the dark side. Now we change the direction of the segment. Now it is time for the Darth Vader toaster.
Luke, join me. We will rule the universe together.
Boy, this is a must-have for Star Wars fans. I mean, this is crazy cool. It's the Darth Vader toaster. So it's a toaster, $50, and we all need a toaster, and it puts out the toast. You can cut it into the shape of the Darth Vader helmet. And that's a Star Wars logo brand on every flight. So, Mitch, it's your destiny to own this.
Luke, we will toast the universe together.
We both can't do James Earl Jones. So we at least figured that out on the show tonight.
Oh, boy, if we digress, that's for sure. Rick Limper with us, Wireless Wednesday, here on the Experience in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as we talk about some of the products, a few of the products that Rick has picked out, technologically speaking, from the new Star Wars The Force Awakens movie. All right, next up, this may be my favorite item, Rick, the Han Solo fridge. This is bigger for me than the Darth Vader toaster.
Yeah, this is a fridge like none other. So, we talked about these mini fridges. For back to school, I had kind of a Coca-Cola little fridge for tailgating. We had a beer-themed mini fridge. Now, this is the Han Solo encased in carbonite fridge.
It's great.
Holds up to 18 cans of your favorite drink. Retails for about $150. And I guess you would say this is for a man cave, but since it's Star Wars related, let's call it a man docking bay. This would be perfect for it.
And what I love about it is it's got Han Solo frozen the way he was when Jabba the Hutt did it to him.
And the color scheming on this is great.
Amazing.
I don't know if it'll keep your cans of soda or beer as cold as the ice planet of Hoth, but it sure looks like it does the trick. So this is a very cool item, and it is sold out at a lot of locations and online locations. So if you want this, I suggest you start looking for it now.
All right, Rick, you proved it right there. You're a bigger Star Wars geek than I am. Now it's time for the app of the week. What do we got for the app of the week, Rick?